U.S. President Barack Obama yesterday met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas ahead of the U.N. General Assembly meeting in New York. Charles Collins has the story.
No major breakthroughs were reported from the trilateral meeting, but the United States president said there is a renewed sense of urgency about restarting peace talks. Negotiations have been stalled since 2008, and Israel continues to reject U.S. and Palestinian demands for a total freeze of settlement building in the West Bank. Speaking after private meetings with the leaders but before their joint session, President Barack Obama said both sides have taken steps in the right direction, but stressed that much work remains to be done.
Palestinians have strengthened their efforts on security, but they need to do more to stop incitement and to move forward with negotiations. Israelis have facilitated greater freedom of movement for the Palestinians and have discussed important steps to restrain settlement activity. But they need to translate these discussions into real action on this and other issues. And it remains important for the Arab states to take concrete steps to promote peace.
After the meeting, President Obama told his Mideast envoy, former Senator George Mitchell, to continue meeting with Israeli and Palestinian officials while they're in New York this week. He also invited negotiators from both sides to come to Washington next week and asked Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton to report to him in mid-October on the status of the talks. I'm Charles Collins.